أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the ni'mah of rainwater. Allah azza wa jal mentioned how the rainwater falls onto a dead piece of land and it then revives the land. And prior to that, Allah spoke of the Qur'an, and we explained that the link between the two ayahs is that the Qur'an also revives the heart which is spiritually dead, just as the rainwater revives a dead piece of land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following ayat speaks of different favors and bounties that He has bestowed upon us. And these are bounties and favors that are really great and very significant, but we have forgotten the importance, and we tend to take these bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal for granted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, ayah number 66, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is indeed a lesson for you. There is certainly a sign for you in Al-An'am. Al-An'am, the cattle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the cattle, how often do we think of cattle? How often we enjoy the bounties that are derived from the cattle? But how often do we ponder and think over those ni'mah and those bounties? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's a lesson for you in this cattle. There's a sign for you in the cattle which Allah has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of one ni'mah, great bounty of His that we enjoy. And this ni'mah and bounty is derived from the cows and the cattle. Allah says, nusqikum, nusqikum, we provide a drink for you. Nusqikum, we provide a ready-made drink. There are some drinks where there's human intervention involved, right? When it comes to different types of drinks, and Allah speaks of those drinks as well, the different juices that are derived from different fruits and so forth. These type of drinks, there is some human intervention involved. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, milk is a drink that is ready-made. Directly when it comes out from the animal, that is ready to be drunk. Allah says, we provide a drink for you. Nusqikum, we provide a drink for you. Mimma fi butunihi, from what is in the bellies of these animals, these cattle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and where is the drink extracted from? What does Allah say? Min bayni farthin wa damin. Allah says, between the feces and the blood. Subhanallah. Both are najis. The feces of the animal is najis, haram for consumption. Then the blood also is najis. It is impure. It is haram for consumption. Allah says, look at the qudra, look at the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Between these two, between the feces and the layer of blood, the feces, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he explains this concept. He says that when the animal eats the fodder goes to the belly, and the fodder settles down, and the belly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a mechanism in the body and the belly of the cow. It heats up the fodder, and from that milk is produced. So the milk, the fodder settles at the bottom. On top of the fodder, there is milk, and above the milk, there is a layer of blood. And then the liver plays its role. It separates the three. So now the blood goes to the veins and the other organs of the body, and the milk is directed towards the udder, and the waste remains in the belly, and that is excreted. Subhanallah. You do not find a trace of blood in the milk. When the milk comes out, you do not find a trace of waste and a trace of blood in that milk. Allah says, between two impure things, the feces and the blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts for you and provides for you a drink. What drink is that? Allah says, Lebanon, milk. The drink of milk. Khalisan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is pure, سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ, and it is pleasant for those who drink it. What a great ni'mah of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we enjoy perhaps every morning or more than once a day. We are enjoying this great ni'mah and bounty of Allah azza wa jal, and it is so easily available. With regards to milk, it is such a great ni'mah, and it is such a nutrient that our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you look at the du'as that he has taught us at the time of having meals, there are a number of du'as, right? The most common du'a is a du'a that we make before we eat, Bismillahi wa barakatillah. The du'a after we eat, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. But apart from these two du'as, there are many other du'as. One of the du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us when we have meals, is when you eat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read the du'a, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa وَأَطْعِمْنَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ. Oh Allah, give me barakah in this food and feed me better food than this. Give me better food than this when it comes to other food that we eat. But when it came to milk, what was the dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us? اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِيهِ وَزِدْنَا مِّنْهُ. There it was, وَأَطْعِمْنَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ. Give us better than this food. When it came to milk, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the dua. He didn't say, give us better. He says, Allahumma barik lana fih. Oh Allah, bless me in this milk. Put your barak in this milk and give me more of this. Why? Because there's nothing better than it. In terms of the nutrients, in terms of the benefit that is derived from the milk, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say, give me better than it, because there is no milk, there is no drink that is better than the milk. And it is the first source of nutrients and drink that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for all animals and for all human beings. The first drink and the first source of nutrition that is provided for us is milk. That is the first thing that we have. So indeed a great ni'mah and bounty from Allah azza wa jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of it in this ayah of the Qur'an. وَمِن ثَمَرَاتٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another bounty of His. He says, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ. Allah says, and from the fruits of the date palms, that is the dates that we have, وَالْأَعْنَابِ, and the fruits of the grapevines. Right? So these two fruits. Allah draws our attention to the fruits of the date palms, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fruits of the grapevines, that is dates and grapes. Allah says, تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of our intervention. What drinks do we make from these two type of fruits? Allah says, you take out from it, from these fruits, you derive and you make sakaran, intoxicants, warizqan hasana, and good provision. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that once I leave it up to you, it's a ni'mah, it's a bounty, but now you use it in a good way or you use it in a bad way. Some of you are using the dates, which was common in the past. There was a khamar, a wine that was produced from dates. And today we know very common, the most common source of wine and intoxicants is grapes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have provided the fruit for you. You use it in a wrongful way, in a bad way, in a undesirable way, that is sakaran, you take from it and you derive from it intoxicants, warizqan hasana, but you also take from it good provision, rizqan hasana. So this is some ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left the usage of that ni'mah up to us. We either use that ni'mah in a good way, or we could use that ni'mah in a bad way. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you take from it sakaran, intoxicants, wa rizqan hasana, and good provisions, clearly indicates to the fact that an intoxicant is not rizqan hasana. Intoxicant is not included in a good provision. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had separated the two. So Allah teaches us that the moment you have human intervention now, you could have things abused, and certain bounties of Allah azza wa jal that are misused. Allah goes on to say, "Inna fi dhalika la ayah." Certainly, in all of that, there is a clear sign, a clear lesson, liqawmi yaqiloon, for a people who think and a people who understand. May Allah grant us the understanding.